צריך לזיום את הדחס המדעית.
בואי שעבר כזה סוגי נחת מבחית. Well, the one itself is the Hazor of the Mei Chatoch, which was done with the Kohen, Hasayrus and Sapporo, more relevant to our Masasa, which was done together with the Kohen in the Sheh Zayin Yomim of the Frisha, those 7 days before Yom HaKippurim. So, it seems really to be a discussion in the Braita whether your mother on all 7 days, whether your mother only a Shlishi Mishvi, discussions in the Gemara about what the latest of this Machlokes may be. Then the Gemara goes on to say the following. Well, then a bit of this, I guess it's quite interesting that some of the points in this Sugya, Megeh, the Parsha of Melen and Zivot, this book of Kaseya discusses the Seder of Mechatos, and there's one of some interesting Machlokes Nishayim which is relevant to the Gemara, which is Taka. He makes a very simple mathematical cheshbon about the requirements or even the mokin to do the hazor of the mechatos for 7 days before the avodah of the kohen gadol b'yom kippurim, or equally the 7 days of the kohen hasayir of the sapporo. We've met both of them in the past. I just want to just try and get through some of the cheshbonis that the Gemara tries to make to work out how this cheshbon works. So the Gemara says, "Bishlo Merishoy, the day one of the Zayin Yemei Aprisha, Gimel Tishrei, if we call it, or whatever, in whichever context it may be. So on day one, there's a mokim to make hazor. The basis of the kash of the Gemara is the following: stated the parasha tachid that we learned that the way that one does hazor with the mechatos and the eifer pora is on day three, on day seven of the Me'akara, from after there's been a Tumas Meif. So subsequently one can begin 7 days of Tara, which requires on day three and on day seven, Hazor with the Me'akara. So there's more sense about this. If you do it on day one of the Zayin Me'aprisha, so you're doing a Hazor immediately on day one, because of the Hashash that it may be day three already for the Me'akara Tumas. So there's a Mokim, as we say, maybe because it's Kibbutz Man HaMitzvah, whatever the Cheshbonis may be, why we're trying to cover all these hashoshes. But the Gemara is just trying to work out how technically these hazors are going to work. So the Gemara hazors. Day one, you do a hazor because it may be day three to the Yemei HaTumah of the Tumas Meis. So there's a mokim in such circumstances. That's what the chashash we're coming to cover to make hazor there. Rishon Shem Oshlishi. Sheino, Sheini Shem Oshlishi. You do it on day two because day two may also be the third day of the Yemei HaTumah, depending on how much previously before the Prisha the Kohen was become Tomei from the Tumas Meis, the feed the Chashash that we're trying to cover. Shlishi, Shemo Shlishi. Day three of the Me'a Prisha, maybe day three of the Me'a Tumas, so that makes sense. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara jumps to 5, 6, and 7. And the Gemara says, Chamishi, Shemo Shvi. It could be that the 4 days apart, if day one was the first one with the Shlishi, the Me'a Tumas, then day five will be because Shlishi and Shvi corresponds to one of five. So day five may be Shvi, so day one and day five, they correspond with each other. Shishi, also Shem HaShvi, because day two and day six, they correspond with each other, and the Chashash of the way to say that Tumma may have happened. Shvi, Shem HaShvi, maybe it was a genuine 3 and 7, before the Kohen became Tomei before the Mea Prisha, and then day three was day three, day seven was day seven. So 1, 2, and 3, 5, 6, and 7, all have a mockum to be able to understand that they could have fallen into a set of where the way Tumah, the way the Tumah may have been, to be either day 1, 2, or 3. Day 1, 2, or 3 could have been day 3, depending on how much Tumah had been. 3 to see, and 2 and 3 to see, 5, 6, 7, corresponding. Create the Gemara, Elo Revi, Lomali. Lomali Azor Klaus. What? In what stage of the Yimei Hazor that we're doing, can day four make any difference? What could day four be? The day four has nothing to correspond with it in the Yimei Hazor to the Yimei Atara. What good is that? The Gemara says, Lo Yidishlishi is to the Smukah. You can't be clear that maybe it's day three to the Tumah. Which the Gemara doesn't say, why not? Either because we're not choshish that Tumah happens in the Yimei Prisha, but it's not the same, more poshut. It's because there's no corresponding Azor. If the day four was to be day three of the Yimei Azor, then Yom Kippur is the Yom HaShvii. They can't have Shmach HaKalavod in Yom Kippur. So we're not trying to cover Hashash of day four being the Shlishi the Azor. Get this right? But the Gemara reveal, over the Azor Ka, Lo Yidishlishi is Smukah, but Yidishvii is Smukah. Because if it was Vishvii, then the day three of the third day of this set of Shvi was the day before we started to do the Hazar. It doesn't have a Shlishi. A Shvi without a Shlishi or a Shlishi without a Shvi won't achieve any Tara. So day four, the Manav Shach doesn't belong to any set in which you can work at a state of Tara. Yeah. What's the Chesh? God Rashi has it. Mishle, the Yem Rishon, Mazal Allah, of Sheva, Yem Yem Shlishi, the Samosa, the Chin Sheni, the Chin Shlishi. Sheva Shvach has Kodim Pishoto in Litzma. Chamishi, Sheva Shvi, Shem Hoitza Rishon, the Prisha Shlishi, the Tumah, Nimza Chamishi. Each one of them may be the day Shvi with the corresponding day 1, 2, or 3 at the beginning of the Yemish. Hello, Ravi. Am I not the only? Let me finish with Svuka. Don't be finished with Nitzvah B'meis. It actually says into something that you're not Chayshish because it won't become B'meis in this time. The evidence is, and they'll say, the Mucha could have happened. Look, the Chayra Gretzner sign is that he wouldn't have achieved any time anyway. The Lady Shvi Yikin is Svuka. If it would be Shvi, then it doesn't have Azor on the day three, which corresponds to the Shvi. Nimsa Shaloi Hizam is Shvi. Azor Shvi Shvi, but it's Shvi Shvi Enik. So Mamonoshech day four has no mocking for its state of Azor B'chla. So the Gemara Tameh, Azor Kol Shiva Meika. You're trying to understand that when it says all 7 days, it means literally all 7 days, scripture says. You're making cheshbonis, they thought it made sense, but they are not hakash. But Chaim Alon, the Azor, Shvuz, the Eino, the Ichas HaShavu. To be mazer, regular Hazor, unless it's the mitzvah, chiyuv, that one has to do with Yoymei, Korm, with Yoymei, but the Hazor of this Mechatov is considered to be a Nisid Rabbonon, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Somebody, let's leave aside the Kohen Gadol issue. Somebody wants to be Messiah himself from Tumas Meis, and he wants to do it, he do day 3 and day 7. Day 3 ends up to be on Shabbos. Can he set up his third day to be a Shabbos? Can a Machan Enoch and take Shabbos? Take the Gemara Mishabbos. Hazor of Mechato, the Tumas Meis, make Menish Machan Shabbos. That's why that's the Shavuz. Why? If it's because of a Choshe Shema Yavirenu David Amos, he may bring it through the Rishus HaRabim, we're allowed to do it, or because it's considered Mishakim Mamas of the Tara, or what it is, I should read it. Or by Azapon, he's making the Gemara Hazor. Hazor of Mechato, make Menish Machan Shabbos. If Hazor is that anyway, there's going to be one of these days which I can't do because of Shabbos. Hazor, Shavuot, Ve'eda, Neichas, HaShabbos. One day out of the 7 days is going to be Shabbos, I can't do all 7 days anyway. Elamayis, Lechalameima, Sheva, Levami, Shabbos. We don't mean all seven, because it's a Shavuot. We make Nishmach, Hazor, Neichas, on Shabbos. So it obviously means seven, excluding Shabbos. If Hazor, Yochamami, Sheva, Levami, Revi, it means seven without the fourth day as well. Yeah. So the Gemara, as I said, the Gemara, Shabbos and Tushta is not a Zat Tushta, because Shabbos is 7 days, which Shabbos could be any one of the 7 days. Day four is Kavur that you would never do, never make sense. So the Shiva, excluding four, is not the Chayyur, exactly the same as the Shiva, excluding the Shabbos. Oh, but after one of the stated, the Gemara is the Gemara and Achanam. The Gemara accepts the Taina that day four has no Mokim for Azor, because it doesn't achieve anything in any state of any kind of Tashash, which is true. And who are they in Shabbos also? They make the Shmachim, the Azor, the Mechatos is also to do on Shabbos. So we made it the 7 days will be excluded day four and excluded the Shabbos. If you do it, you are right, the Chaim is being, I think Chaim Frey has our side, which by Emma's our side, which was a reason, and the thing from Frey has a Shmacher Kassel, which is some of the Kassel that you're bothered about. And that is the following. On any one of the days which is going to be Shabbos, Let's say day five is Shabbos for argument's sake. Number day five you may appreciate Shabbos. So you're not going to go as well, say the Gemara on day five, which is Shabbos. If that's true, then the corresponding day, which is day two of the Yimei Atzeret, there's no point in doing either, because the Shlishi without a Shvi doesn't achieve anything. So the Chayra, when there's a Torah, when you deduct the Shabbos, you should be deducting not just the Shabbos. You should be deducting the pair of the Shabbos also, the one which corresponds to the Shabbos. Because without that, after Nishtokim Shabbos, whichever one of the Shabbos, the day of Shabbos is going to fall out of the Cheshvan, they will say equally the day Shlishi can make the Shabbos fall out of the Cheshvan. That is a Shemek Asher. It's not a Poshtuk assumption, and I'll tell you why. There's a very interesting Machlokes to show you about this day three and day seven, which I'd like to tackle in Parshat Shavuot. It's very relevant, and it's very relevant. The Shabbos makes this Cheshvan mamash to the Kasha that you've just asked. Let's just see the Rashi divide. And that sounds good. Limshah Shavuot. Hello, Ravi. I think we've seen the Rashi already. Gemara. So let's just finish off the Gemara. The Machal Abbas Lachashbenis in the Gemara. Omar of Hilchah. Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippur. So the fact is, as it is, after the Gemara makes the Cheshvan, Zach, and Revi Vet Nishzai, and Shabbos Vet Nishzai. So Rava just finishes off the Cheshvan. What could they say about Zoi from this, the Cheshvan that was just established? Talk to Alpha. Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippur, and the Loi Vididan, Talia Milta. The Kohen Gadol, which is Yom Kippur falls whenever it is, so the Zayin Yom Frisha are fixed. 7 days before Yom Kippur, which is not up to us to decide when that will be. You start from Shlishi Gimel Tishri, you do your Zayin Yomim, and the Hazor will be minus day four, minus Shabbos. We don't have a brayer to try and work around that, because we just have to do it whenever it falls. So the down Tali Milsa, and the clear the Yarta Tali Milsa, but it's also the Tishri Boy in Afrusha. But Halayim is Islam, it's also the Shlishi Mashashashi Nomei, and that's it. And whatever, however it works, the Rivi and the Shabbos won't work. Avol Kohen Asoyre V'Saporo does it Didam Tani Milta. The state of Sefer Saporo doesn't need to be at any particular time. No date tied in. We can decide when we want this procedure to happen. If they will go to set it up. V'Afreshin Olei V'Revi V'Shabbos K'Hechim V'Nisra V'Revi Shalei V'Shabbos. Because Revi doesn't make any sense in the state of the Shabbos Kemen Ishmachem. So in order to get the maximum state of Asara, we'll start it in such a way that day four and the Shabbos fall at the same time, but we'll do three as before, three after we'll be able to do that, and we can only do that if it's up to us to be kaveh when the Prisha happens. Like saying, I'm clear, if I am keep it, depends on the time you're listening, if you keep it, if it's the calendar, we'll get it. So we'll have to have day four, we'll fall out, the Shabbos, as it isn't getting it. Yeah. So, Rashi v'chal eime, semisrami v'afreshin alei, v'af agav d'loi ha-ravi, ha-ravi shalei b'Shabbos, v'nimtas ha-ravi also b'teilo, shnei yomen. This is actually very interesting. Rashi says 2 days, the Revi and the Shabbos. The Mashmal says that it's not the Tevah more than 2 days. Although the Fidah for Cheshvan that Reb Chaim just plays, it's very shocking that it'll be Tevah more than 2 days. So about that. But on Amos and Islam and Mefreshin Olay, yes. The Vididon Tali Milsa, Shehid is Mana Kavua, the Nisram and Revi Shemay the Shabbos, Velay Afsich Azrei Tavela Yemesh. Cheshvan the Gemara of the Chayim is very faithful. But I'd like to relate to originally to Chaim, trying to push the Chayim from Shaitan Kamal, Achorim, the Gursari, and others after the Kash of the Gemara, that the Chayim, if one of the days, if the Shabbos, we're not going to do a Hazor, so that day will fall out of its set, so the Chayim, the corresponding day, shouldn't, there's no failure to doing Hazor the Chalap. The most, let's call the Shabbos to be day five, and day two should have no reason to do a Hazor, the Chabbos. So, to say day one should have no reason to do Hazor. If it's Shabbos is day six, and day two doesn't have a reason to do Hazor, Shabbos is day seven, and day three doesn't have any reason to do Hazor. The under of Chaim is Ma'ara Taka, Ma'ara, very interesting Machoit the Shem. Gor is the son of Machoit, it's very interesting, but it's not a Shabbos. The side of us with Afro Claire is day three and day seven. Are they the Kuva that both have to be in that space of time? Day three and day seven. That means, Avada, you can't do less than day three into these stages of Eitumah. If you became Tomei on the Sunday, and you stopped to do his Tara, Hazor, Monday, it's not relevant. It has to be 3 days beyond, past the day that he's become Tomei. But, can he do day three and day eight, or day three and day nine? Does it have to be the fixed time gap between day three and day seven in order to achieve the Tara? And this is a Mefurish of Machlokes Rishonim. Mefurish, Machlokes Tosfos in our Sugya. And Rambam Lehet, it's very interesting. In fact, they just cut the Tosfos, it's not Gemara, it's not Gemara, it's not Gemara, and Yonah, the Yom, and then I just cut the Tosfos. It's the back end of the Tosfos Machshinon. The top two lines of the Tosfos on Ches, as we turn over to Ches on the base. I'll just read the Tosfos very, very briefly. I don't want to get too involved in the Tosfos of these Tosfos is Mamash Neged and Shaila. We're going to start reading the Tosfos from the Chelik and Amud base. We saw actually the beginning of Tosfos in the Sugya and Amud Aleph last week. We learned it to tell us the din of Tfilah Bizmala Mitzvah, which was the Sugya that we learned previously last time. Let's just see the Chelik, which is Mamash Neged Agmo and Liz this. He calls them sheni or shishi because you're diminishing the yomim that you need. You need that for shishi and shvi. Aval hecha da obad v'reviyu v'shmini eima shapri domi kamash malot. Yesh the farish. Don't say that. They just want to get to the finish of saying, hey, how this is learning this drosha. Afinu l'man da oma ein hazo b'zman ha-mitzvah. V'oi oi ka oma. V'reviyu oi b'shmini. Kloima. Talka da ta hamena. I obad hazo kamaisa b'reviyu. V'hashniyo b'shvi. The Bryce is telling the two halachas. Whether you do the first one, the Hazor Kamaisa Berevi, Dashir Bishvi, in which case you've done the first one too late, past the Shvi Mashlishi, you did it 4 and 7, or Kamaisa Bishlishi, you did the first one day 3, and the second one you did on day 8, Ubatraisa Bishmini. This is the punchline of Tosfos. That's all we need for our sugya. The halacha is, and that's the way we're learning the drasha. The context of sugya, the drasha is nishtach yet. But Tosfos is the furish that the pasuk is telling us there has to be 3 and 7. That means to say the gap between the first one and the second one is only allowed to be 4 days, not 3 days, and not 5 days. Shlishi and Shmini Tognish, doesn't work as well as it. So from day 3, you're eligible to begin. I mean, from 3 days into the Yomim of when you incurred the Tumah, you're eligible to begin to say the Tara. After day 3, you can do Hazor on day 7. If it's day 4, day 8, day 5, day 9, etc., but it has to be the corresponding numbers of days between, you cannot do 3 and 8. So Shlishi and Tognish says that Rashi holds the set. Rashi says it's this whole thing. In Rambam, I'm saying the foolish Nishtazim. The Rambam, I'm just going to read out this Rambam because it's a very interesting clarification of halacha, and it's also in the Shaila we discussed last time. Somebody was more early the question about day 3 of the Seder Tara of Tumas Meis. Do you have to, can you, so long as the Shaila was, so long as you want to become Tumas Meis, 3 days have elapsed, can you then do it immediately? Or do you have to count day 3? Well, when does the day 3 start? When does the 3 days start? When is there any stage of the day 3? So the Rambam says the following. Nisha nitzme b'meis. For sure, kama yomim b'loy azor. The Bible hasn't done anything. It became to him as meis, and now a few days have gone by. Or later was a shiva, whatever it was. Kesha yomim b'hazois. When he wants to start to say the Seder Tara, moina b'faneinu shleisha yomim. He has to count 3 days. We have to hear the count. It doesn't help the fact that it's already 3 days beyond the bell. Rambam doesn't qualify that soon. That doesn't apply to everybody. But all of us there. Moina b'faneinu shleisha yomim. Umar zan alav b'shlishi. Uvishvi, the Toivu, Vishvi, Umar of Shimshon, and then after Her of Shemesh, he's been through the state. Ba'amed Morim Amurim, Ba'amoret Shabbat Ha'azuit, Sha'afilo Oma Hayoim Shlishi Sheli Einei Nemo. We have to know, you have to clock him, and we can't start to count for him the Seder of day 3 and day 7, and then we allow him to do the Seder Tara. Einei Nemo Sheva Hayoim Nitmo, we don't trust that he's only 3 days in. Efshe is today, and he just wants to expedite the process. Doesn't work. The Bichach Torah from Imlois Befonenu. The Etzim it doesn't need to be. Avol Tovet, somebody who's Becheska, as I mentioned, Medachtik and Tumah Vatara properly. Shebol Ahazois, Basel of he says, I'm already 3 days in, he can do it straight away. In other words, so long as the Emes is the truth is that he's 3 days past his Tumah, the Etzim is B'nai Mashrishi, he can start. Tam Oris, we don't trust where he's up to. We have to start counting, and if we don't say that's how we'll do our goal. Misha Huzalov Vishlishi, this is the part that's going to get about. Misha Huzalov Vishlishi, Beloy Huzalov Vishvi, Misha Kamayom, we did day 3, and he wasn't available on day 7, whatever reason it was. Toivu Vachalei Shiyisa, Acha Shvi, Bebayoy, Bebalaylo, because Allah is every Azor, so it needs a Tvila. Umazin Allah, Bayoy, it doesn't make any, Afilu Tova, Beleil Chiyu, Beleil Asi, Mazna alav ma'acha, and you can tovel, you can yantin to a tefillah before the azor, as alav is kaivel on azayin azor vele tefillah, but you can even do it on day 9, day 10, the follow-up to day 3 doesn't need to be dafka day 7. Can't do it less than the 4-day period. But according to the Rambam, you can do day 3 and day 9, day 3 and any day of 8, 9 and 10, etc. Purush Rambam. Sorry? Yes, Purush is the minimum. Shlishi and Shvi is the minimum, but Shvi is not the equivalent. This is that nishtazoy, Rashi that nishtazoy. They said Rashi both learned that the period between the first one and the second one is fixed, and the Rambam is not nishtazoy. There's a minimum period, but... Sorry? Yeah, you have to do a new azor. You don't have to start counting. I'm saying, in fact, once you count the days, it's only Mishum Ma'amor, it's the father you need to count. Yes? You do another azor there and there. Another day, 3, and then 4 days later. If you're going to it's too late. You missed it. The gap is too far. Can we shmach al azor? Yes, so that's for the tenants who wanted to do his mama. You're right, you could be Yotzer according to the Rambam the next day. That's true. But if that actually, today's the right day. If you want to be Vedak, whether it's because it's Mana Mitzvah or whatever the reason may be.
Yeah.
Every day you do our God, you do. Every day you do a hazor and you have
to.
No, you have to start again.
So,
that's why you do it as soon as you can. I can choose to do my shishvi whenever I want. It was not a mitzvah. As soon as I can do it, I have to do it. I'll start again. That's the cheshbon. It's true that Shlishi Shvi has a din of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Means I have to do it. Do I still gain once I've missed it? Tefillah b'zman mitzvah is not b'zman anymore. Once you've missed b'zman, do whatever I can. Oh, the bottom is also. So the Maizim, we've got a very interesting machlokes to show you as to whether the gap between Shlishi Shvi is the kuvah. It can only be the 4 days difference, or it can be later. Long as the Achreinim now the Cheshbon in our Gemara. That's a basis from the Kasha in the Gemara. But the Malayim given our Kasha is that the Chayr of Shabbos is going to be, let's say, just for argument's sake, to make it easy to understand, on any one of day 5 or day 6 or day 7, Palpites are Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you don't do the Shabbos. But the Chayr of Eibazoi, who are then that the corresponding day in the Yom HaShlishi, I shouldn't be doing either. Because if I haven't got the Shabbos, I haven't got the corresponding place. Not the Gemara of Achreinim on this. This should be the Daf HaTosfos. Is that correct? The Daf HaTosfos that the gap, the Yomim is the Ikuva, the Ikuva, the Yosef, the Tosfos that we've read. So there is no point in doing the day 3, which corresponds with the Shabbos, because you're not achieving anything with it. Oh, but the Daf HaRambam, day 7 is a variable, it's a flexible day. You can do day 8 also. There's no reason to be mavassal the day 3 just because you're not going to be able to do day 7 as manner. Do day 3 because that's the day when you're supposed to do it. And the day 7 you'll do it the first opportunity. There's a mocking to do the day shlishi in its right time, even if the day shvi won't be able to do it. Sorry? Not necessarily. I'm saying if Erev, you're right, if Erev Yom Kippur is going to be Shabbos for Moshe, Then there's no point in doing day three because of the day 7 you won't be able to do it. And after Yom Kippur, the Torah won't happen. Enough. But at the bottom, if Shabbos falls on day 5 or Shabbos falls on day 6, then there's a mokim to be able to do that. The corresponding the day 2 and the day 3 because you'll be able to be mashkin the day after. Then it doesn't cover all the days. You're right, Shabbos is the last day, then I'm not going to be able to match it with the day 3, it has no more. Enough. But I'll go see the Rambam, there's more flexibility within the Sugya, the Gemara, to understand that I cover more days with the Hazors that I'm doing, even if on Shabbos I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say, as far as any one of those days which are the Shabbos, there's no the corresponding day will be able to do it. Yeah, that's not fair. So I mean, the Emes says the Cheshbon works both ways. Also, on the if Shabbos could fall down to the Thursday, 1, 2, or 3 could be a Shabbos. In which case, the corresponding negative the Shabbos is not as man when I could do a tefillah either. Then the Yifanim is on the Shabbos. Whether day 7 is Lituv is an interesting machlokes to do Shabbos. That's the first thing that I can mention. So we should say it's discussed in the Achronim of the Rashi is a little bit shver mamud, because Rashi says v'nimtza chag also b'teila shnei yomim. And that's the one to point out with Rashi. The emphasis is the shnei yomim because Rashi says shver, because zecher because Rashi the shitose, but Rashi helps us if he says it that ba'etzem the shlishi and shvi is a pair. So the chayre, it's kimat never going to be shnei yomim unless the revi is Shabbos. In which case, it's one day. Whenever there's going to be shnei yomim, it's always going to be shlishi yomim. Because there's always going to be the day that corresponds to the Shabbos, which you won't do as well. According to Rambam, it won't always be. It's a minimum of Shnei Yomim if the Revi is not Shabbos. But sometimes you will have a Tayelet of doing the first Hazor, even if the second Hazor is not with Mamet, but you can be Mashlemit. But according to Rashi and Tosis, there's never Shnei Yomim. It's always the Chol HaPochos, either one or at least three, because the corresponding day, there's no point in doing it. Another interesting point I'd like to mention about this. But the longest of the Yemei Chatzot. So, there's actually a very interesting cycle in Machoit and Shoinim as to whether day three is the Ikuba. You can't do less than day three, that's for sure. But you need to count it, Dr. Rambam, depending on how much we trust the person involved. In principle, whatever was 3 days past the Tumas Meis, he can already do his Azor Shvishi. And Azor Shvishi corresponding, the Rambam holds that the Shvi can be any variable after that. And so, the Rashi holds that day Shvishi and Shvi is the Ikuba. If you miss day Shvi, you have to start again. Now, how that works technically in the Gemara, because Gemara can lead to tie up. But there's another interesting Shaila. The Jilkos and the Gea, some of the numbers of the Tumah of the Yemei Chatzot, not the following. The Gemara says that the Hazor on Shabbos cannot be done, because Hazor Shmusu, whether Hazor Shemu Yitzienu, Shemu Yitzachim, because it's considered a tikkun of the Tumah, Kemah the Tishmach on Shabbos, and the main of the Hechach Shabbos is excluded. Oh. Many of the Achayim discuss the Shaila of Einshtus b'Migdosh, because they stop in Yisuri Shvud, in the Migdosh, Beit HaGvurah Tari, the Shah HaMelech, the Sameach, many of the Achayim. On Eid HaZoi, and the Migdosh, you should allow him to do the Hazor on Shabbos, because the Yisuri Shvud, whatever they may be, whatever the reasons why regularly we don't allow him to do Hazor, doesn't apply, Einshtus doesn't apply in the Migdosh. So that was the first part of this discussion. Just to know, Be'ez Hashem, I'll get to see that later on in the Masechta. Ein Shvus B'Migdash, which part does that mean? Only in the Azorah there's no Shvus? Or even outside in the Harabayas or other places is also included in the Ein Shvus B'Migdash? There's an interesting discussion there in the Machronet. The Gemara Tarid of Kvegel later on the Furish in the Mishnah about the Tefillah, which says that you're allowed to be Mafik B'Chamin, even though it's a Shaila, the Shvus, Ein Shvus B'Migdash, and the Kvegel, not this, says you can only do the Tefillah in the Azorah. Be the one on the first beginning of the day, which is not Balzora, doesn't have this heter of this putting this chamin inside. Which we'll get to see. The Gemara Tari himself, Bamas, in this sugya, when he says, Ein Shvus B'Migdash may only mean in Azora, in the Mokim HaMigdash itself. But he asks that you should do it in Azora, in Balzora. Although, when Alishkas Sahedrin technically is in Azora, not in Azora, the discussion which we saw last week by Rishos and Tesis. Or even if the Emes, the Hazor, never needed to be done in the Hazor, it didn't need to be done, it'd be done outside. Oh, but the Seiruch be Mekayim, the state of Hazor, can then do it in the Hazor, not just the Hazor, they expect it to be do it in the Hazor, and you'll be covered with it in the Mishnah for me. So let's assume Mishnah for me just means only in the Mishnah. Only in the Mokim of the Kaddishim of Hazor, the Kaddish of Hazor onwards. Oh, but the Shaila is, do it there in order to cover the problem of not being able to do the Hazor on Shabbos. That's the discussion. The Demet is going to say, he's black with them in Makashi. Doesn't know why you can't do the Hazor. Why I can't do the Hazor. It's in the Midrash. To avoid the problem, it's just the Midrash. Oh, so one second. The last guard are not so cautious. There's a lot of misconception about who and who doesn't become Tommy. But just before we get to realize that, I'd like to talk to mention a very interesting shayla about this. The Achreinim, the mayor and others, we don't have what this is there on the page, but we have. The Hazor at the back. Oh, we've got the Hazor at the back, we'll see. That nowadays you've got the Haggadah and the Chiddush of the back of the Gemara all collected. So the Ritva Eson and the Cheshek Shleimer, many of them bring this Kasha. And I'd like to quote you just what the Cheshek Shlema says over here, because it's very, very interesting. It's a matter of the same. A base of God. I'm a Chidushi Yemel Hagom Baal Shagas Arya Shuradayim Ksav Yodot. The Gemura Sarif, I said, wasn't published then, but he brings us a kasha for the Gemura Sarif, the Cheshek Shlema. Shaheir, do Yochel Ahazaz Alof Baal Zorah, the Ishnus B'Migdash, B'Nisha B'Torchi. A fake kasha, the way you can do it, Al Zorah, on a black thread of Torchi, why we not got an Isis to cover the Hazan Shah? So if you have here a dice in Nira, the Lokosh and Midi, the Nira, the Mechakov also lach Isis Al Zorah, so on the Tamil La Megea, but the Hanoise, it could be easy to come on Dafi Dalas. We know that the Noise of the Mechakov becomes coming. You cannot bring the Mechatov into the Midrash. You're not allowed to bring any double comic to the Midrash. You're not allowed to bring a sheriff to the Midrash. You're not allowed to bring anything. Cold double comic. Arabize is only certain summons which are excluded. But the Midrash itself, the Azorah, Dominic Arain Summon Summon, you're not allowed to bring in anything, Dominic. Any double comic is allowed. But basically, to bring a double comic to the Midrash. Looking that way, then you can't bring Mechatov into the Azorah because Mechatov is Summon. Mechatov is Ahatunah. It's the Tamil, and they say the etc. of the Mechatel, therefore it is a Makir of Tumah. A Makir of Tumah, Kevin Sharam, is it a line to bring to the Easter by the Osir Achaz, Azor, Oichin, the Mashkin Tmein, some poor Shigimah, you can't bring Oichin Tmein, you can't bring Mashkin Tmein in the Migdos. And he goes, you can't bring Mechatel in the Migdos, while Mechatel is considered over Tomei, when Azor states in Isa Meach, and Allah brain has a pen on the Shagasari of the Sapinka, the Akasha, ancient of the Migdos, we can't align bring the But, there are many amongst the Achenu who understand this din of Mechatel differently. And the reason is the following, that is a very intriguing din of Mechatel. Part of this brief appellate about which we learn about each time we come to Chukas and the play of the Shlema Melech is Gezoch to speak of Chukas, is this din of Thomas Mechatel, the Amos is seeking to have a place to show him whether it is considered an Avatom or not. And the reason is the following. As it contributes to the belief of many, as we'll get to see Bez Hashem and Zugim, there's a few Dalas for even the Chumash Rashi for those who learn it, and that is that the Zohar of the Mechatel of the Esen does not become Tomei. The regular Zohar doesn't become Tomei. It's only those who are carrying it. Shalom, the Torah. That's really the way it's taught. Certainly not the Zohar. We're only talking about the one who carries it, the Noisei of the Mechatel. And even that, I love to say that the Noisei, Shalom, the Torah, Chazor, not in the process of doing the Chazor, that Noisei becomes Tomei. But our Zohirish, let's call it the simple Zohirish, because it's a simple sense of what we need. The Vedish Kama, it's not true to say that the Zohirish. It is Mithame, various parties of the people involved in the involvement of Mechatel, that's true. Oh, but the Zohirish doesn't become Kama. No, then other people who are in touch with this also do not become Kama. Hey, now Zohirish doesn't have faith in this time. It's not true to say that Mechatel, the essence is an Avatar. And it's not that Muslim of an Avatar which people touch and then become Tommy. The nice thing becomes Tommy, there are those people which they both, when they're carrying it, makes them Tommy, but that's the certain nice of Tumma which is out through carrying the Mechatel. But it's not considered intrinsically itself an Avatar, a Makur of Tumma itself. And that's a very interesting discussion, it's a clear discussion over here amongst the Achrenim. There are those who say, Hayesh does those who are involved with it become Tommy under certain circumstances, taste of that Dover Tommy. And there are those who say, no, Enish Kedoma Tome, somebody who does X, Y, and Z, has certain Masov in my sin, which then in the time of the person, but not because the Mechatel is considered a Doma Tome. And in this, around this Shaila, we have a very interesting Machalekas as to whether we can bring Mechatel into the Azor. So it's the Meach state, and is the shayla of Ishtus B'Migdash aligned to the Azor in the Migdash? Can I? I'm a Tomei, I'm in Mechatos, but it's a Dover Tomei. When Andra Chayim is over me, the Shagat Ari, Alt Gehalten, the Chayim is in the Mepharish, the Shagat Ari, and those the Shara Melech, and others who ask the Kasha, and they said, no, Mechatos is not considered intrinsically a Dover Tomei, but Arai, the Zohar doesn't become Tomei, and as I say, that's one of the great things for him to find about this Mechatos. Some people who are involved with it do become Tomei, and some people involved with it don't become Tomei. And the Shaila is that a sheret? Is it an avatuma? Is it a dava? What is the family of the dish? And there's a machlekes. The Shaila handles over there. The Gemara machlekes. The Shaila, which at the moment is not, don't want to get involved in, but I just want to quote the Shaila, which is going to get mamash for the sugya that we're learning. Whether it's covered by the klal of eish tus b'midrash or not will depend on whether dava tomei kemen shayim being in the midrash. That's for sure. Eich and Ashkim maybe can't bring it to the midrash. The question is mechatel considered a dava tomei, and therefore is excluded from shayim being in the midrash? So there's no eish tus b'midrash. Or is Mechatzos not considered a normal Tomei? The Zeris is Tomei. Not everybody who touches the Mechatzos does become Tomei. Not the Zeris doesn't become Tomei, etc. And therefore it's possible that it's not considered in Havona as the action intrinsically Adova Tomei. There are certain Tumas which are involved with it, but not necessarily considered the Ava Tomei, which is Adova Tomei. Sorry? How is that going to happen? Yeah, so that's a really complicated time, but in order to avoid that shy of weather, becoming Tomei in the leader should be a problem. And those are the Tzorech HaZor, the Rambam says only Shalei the Tzorech HaZor. So you'd have to know whether anybody needed necessarily to become Tomei through the Seder HaZor. But what they discuss is that the Mechatzos itself, that's Chesh Meir, it's a Be'er Chesh, the Mechatzos is Tomei, we can bring Mechatzos. That Chesh is a Kriya Machloitis. Who else would become Tomei? Well, the next time, maybe that's a good man in the parish to know who would or wouldn't become Tomei to see if in this Tomei can be a Loitis. Yeah. I mean, there's no one has a discussion about this, about whether it's Muslim to bring Mechatzos into the Mikdash, whether it's considered to be good or not. So let's move on. So what we've seen from what has been Negea in the parasha and this Sugya is two very interesting Machlekes in Shodim and Machlekes in Avona. One Machlekes is whether day 3 and day 7 have to be taka in that sequence without any further gap between day 3 and day 7. Rashi says it's so-called day 3 and day 7 is Mikuvah. Rambam holds that day 3 can be followed up by day 8 or day 9 or day 10. That would work as a set. That's a little bit, again, the mathematics of the sugya. That's one interesting machlekes. And another machlekes has to be matched with mechatzos. In other words, in a sense, can you bring mechatzos into the mikdash? Are you allowed to bring it into the mikdash? It does have a relationship to the end of matching and say, well, the nish. I'm going to go to Yisrael. The certain involvement with the mechatzos is matame, it does have a matame, you're not allowed to bring in the mikdash. There are various kind of mitzvahs of people who are connected with it. Of intrinsically, it says Nishkan Dova Tomei such that it should be offered to bring the Migdash. I introduce the Migdash and say, Shankar Black has a share with the Kasha. The other Tirutim about why yes or not, that's a very negative to why the column of interest for Migdash. One other point I'd like to mention very seriously, Kacheshman Taka in this movie, is the Tosis on Dab Dab. And that is the following. Our Gemara's made the Cheshbon that the all Zayin Yomim of Frisha, where you should do the Zayin Yomim of the Hazor of Mechatzos, maybe excluding Shabbos, subject to how the Hazors of the Shlishi and Shvi will work. This is asked, this makes a very, very important point when they gave the Cheshbon of the Makor of the Din that we're doing Hazor of Bechlal. What was that, Rabbi? Let's learn this thesis together. Just to remind ourselves of the Makoras, we saw Machlokes in Be'ichon and Rish Lakish about how we learn the Din of Krish. Is it learned from the Miluim, or is it learned from the Achon of Moshe Rabbeinu to Sina? Based on that, we've got a Shaila of the Hazor that we're doing. Where does this Hazor come from? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said, that just like in the Miluim, there were 7 days of Hazor of Adam, Hazor of Karbonus, so there's Hazor of Mechatzos, because Mayim b'mokim dam koi, the Gemara says. There's such a Musig, if Nichnas to Mayim tachas dam. But as they read by the Miluim, there was Zayin Yomim of Hazor, of dam of the Karbonus, that's what the prophet described. So there's Mayim tachas the dam. But the Shlokish is Tam of Mayim b'alma. There is no Makur, but Esim is the Esim of Kutu that you need to have the Zayin Yomim. And so Esim poses the following Shaila. We make cheshbonos of Shlishi and Shvi, and when the Tumas Meis did happen, when the Tumas Meis didn't happen. But if you learn from the Miluim, you need to have Hazor for Zayin Yomim. You need to have a Zayin Yomim, connected to Zayin Yomim that there was in the Miluim of the Gemara Mizdash. There was Hazor's Korb. But we don't have Hazor's Korb. There's nothing to do with the Korb. So you do Nichlas Amayim Tachas Dat. But what's passive is the cheshbonos about when the Tumas did happen, when the Tumas didn't happen, Shlishi is because of this, and Shvi is because of this. But for the Alphus is Machayev Zayin Yom, they have to work with the Sayyid Alphus. That's the question just to be mashed in the two Sugi. The same in it. Just in Tosis, Dibra Hamas of Azor, we see now in Mehava. The Gemara says that if you live for Ishlokish, Azor, we see now in Mehava. The Gemara says that it didn't mind about Alma. Because Ishlokish is a mind about Alma, because Jodi Echanon is Azor, the Mokim is the Azor, the Mechas is the Mokim Azor Sakor. Let's say that. We say we did that. Come on, the Pirkei Aminos. Echos there, the Echos there. Mazel Lof Kol Zayin. Who Masik Levad Mishabbos. Look, say this as the Yishleim. The Miluim Ave Azor Kol Zayin. Avo B'yoyim HaKippurim B'zeres HaKroinim Gozru Al Azor B'shum Shvus. Was through B'shabbos. Although Chavos, and that also a shaila. If it's a din, is this a din deraita that we learn the din of nichnas umayim tachasam? If it will be a din gomur, they said by the mikdash there was all zayin yomim because there's also shulus avada. There was no zayin. There didn't exist in zayin rabbanon the time either. Afterwards, they made it in as the kohen gadol the book of the middle. On the Shabbos, it's one of the zayin. We have to know exactly how that works, if it's a din deraita or not, which is the tesis previously. And let's just finish off the tesis to get the cheshbon of what else tesis discusses in here. So tesis has got the tameli. The rechamon mefarish Shabbos is one issue. The rechamon mefarish rishon shem shlishi, shein shem shlishi. This discusses our gemara. When we know in the gemara, the time of the name is shemchashoshe. Why does the gemara say that the assumption? Tesis dalav in the middle. So he says, why is our Gemara making it? The Rameel says that you need to do all 7 days. But the Gemara, 7 days, Shlishi Mitzvi, Shlishi Mitzvi, etc. So the place says, if it's 7 days, it's connected to the Miluim, it's nothing to do with Shema Nitzvah B'Shlishi, Shema Nitzvah B'Shi. You need to Zayin Yomim, connected to Zayin Yomim. So why is the Gemara bothered about all these Cheshvonis that the Gemara is making? So he says, the payment is, the Kamom Mepharah Shlishi, Shema Shlishi, Shema Shema Shlishi. When we're not in the Gemara, the time of the Rameh, which is the bright and the Chet, the Shem Chashosha, name of Shem Digoma Miluim, Davi Azor Kol Zayin. So maybe after this is the Rabbonon on Shabbos, maybe and maybe not. But the Etzem Zayin Yomim is the din of Nichlas and Mayim Tachas Dan. There there was Azor Zayin Yomim, there was Zayin Azor Zayin Yomim. What's that from Macha Cheshbin is about where the Simus Nis may have come about? The Shema Rabbi Yitzir Rabbi Chanina, the Ka'om Ha'achi, the Ka'om, this is Rabbi Yitzir Chanina who made this whole Cheshbin in the Gemara. Maybe he holds back. It's not because of the whole Gemara that we've just learned. Or Chesam of Beis, of the Shlokish is good. Where the whole Hazorah is only because of Maile Ba'alma. It's not really any Makor because he learns from Sinai, in which case the Gemara says there is no Makor of Hazorah. Maile Ba'alma is only if it fits with the state of Tara. According to Rabbi Yechanan, and Volzok and Elev and Miluim, even though it doesn't need to have anything to do with corresponding days, you need Zayin Yomim, or maybe the Zayin Yomim, given devils, and given maybe I was thinking this is simple, how it's going to be. But there is a kasha in chat, the places say. Hello, Mishu Chashosha. The Shemer of Yitzhak and Yitzhak, the Gama Ochi, the Kamon, 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 was Rabbi Yechanan and it's the Makoy is going to be Luim. I feel a man that Gomer be Luim, three days the crow, Asmachta Ba'alma. This is such a shit in many places that the Alfusa from Miluim is an Asmachta, it's not a Dinde writer. And the Gemara Zaritak and Abdallah's Maris in this thesis as to whether it's an Asmachta or whether it's a Dinde writer. But the thesis says that if the Alfusa from the Miluim is an Asmachta Ba'alma, then it would make sense. In Cain, he loved the Ikatamak stuff. But the Master Chabon Hazor, this could be right. This din of Nichlas Umayim Tachas Dam, Tosfos says it's in Hafmak the Ba'alma. Tosfos in the previous Tosfos on Dalad Abu Dalad has also mentioned that the din of Mayim Tachas Dam is in Hafmak the Ba'alma. So if Hazor, this whole halacha that we're doing from the Miluim Hazor Zayin is only a din Rabbono. If Hazor, in the din Rabbono, that they set up this din of doing Mechatos, has to have some chesh, has to achieving something. Down to do Mechatos for 7 days without any context of achieving any Seder Atara of the Shemachta Azad Rabbonon connected the din of the Zayin Mechazor that there was the Miluim. In other words, faith has got a mass and mass in the fear of Yechanon that the din is nullet for Miluim and the din of Azor of Mechatos corresponds to the Zayin Yomim of Azor of Korban that has to the Kedim. Whether it's all got anything to do with the Shlishli Yishvi as such, it's got to do with the Zayin Yomim of Azor, Mechatosam. There's an Indian of being Matai in only 7 days. And in which case, for others, the Cheshbonis of our Sugya is not relevant. In 7 days, as Eva Halachun, Rish Lokish, it's not about relevant. The Alamor is Rish Lokish. The Mayan of Alma, Rish Lokish, which doesn't have any Makur from Miluim to learn Azor, that's why I have to make some sense of a Mayan of Para. But if it's learned, the Kunz of Yechon almost, the Mayan of Azor doesn't need to be Matai necessarily, the Chlal, with any particular season. No, Zodin Azor, Zodin Azor, Machazin Azor. And then Tosfos says no, because Tosfos holds us, the sin is an Asmachta, this is the Alfusa from the Miluim. By that way, it's talking about the 7 corresponding days have to have some halach, some shakam, some achieving, some Seder Atarah, and we're going to have our Gemara, so it's actually not for Gishman. So that's the Gemara right. Let's move on a little bit in this week. The Mishkas Parhedrin, so the Gemara, as the Mishnah says, that the Mishka, where the Kohen did his Prisha, it's called the Lishkas Parhedrin. Tanya is not the Gemara of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had a discussion about really how it's described. This is how the discussion begins. Tanya Yehuda v'chinishkas charejin hoyso, v'chinishkas belavati hoyso. What does that mean? What's the difference between charejin and belavati? So, Rashi has it. Charejin is pekidi amalach, the malach. Pekidi amalach, the officers who work on behalf of the malach. Those people who are employed by the malach, they can receive the regulate the finances, they collect the taxes, and they control the market. Those are the pekidi amalach. That's what parahedrin refers to. The Gemara goes on to bring us a very interesting other halakhas where we meet these parahedrin, who are better than people on the muna, on the looking after the financial affairs on behalf of the malach. However, the Gemara says that this lishka l'chayyur should be referred to as something with a greater chashiva than these officers of the malach. The people who occupied ministerial offices had a different name, a different chashiva. The kohen of zichnas in the lishka has a greater chashiva than simply the lishka sahedrin. The ritual is mafarish to read out his words and understand a little bit better, a little bit more clearly what the Gemara is. Trying to say, Nishkin goes to London, so there are those. Perish by heaven, of course, as the Gemara goes on. But here, I'm not sure, I'm a moon, I'm a shore, I'm a middle, he says, Shane, I should be in Kolka. It's not a position of great authority. But Velosi, hey, my Noshim, sorry, I'm a Chachom, I'm a Noshim of great Hashiva. But Mishmochi Parchida, Shalai Hara Yoru, Lechano, it's Nishka Zoo, to call this Nishka, Nishka by heaven, doesn't give it a great Hashiva, doesn't give it a description of a great Maila. The chambers which are designated for the ministers, the people of higher authority. So what brings us to the Moshe Parhedrin doesn't seem to be an appropriate way of describing the Lishka of the Kohen. So the Gemara of Yitzchela, the Kohen of the Lishka Beloti, that originally was called the Lashon of the Lishka of the Lashon of the Great Hashivas. When we say Shemeshim of Chomel of Kohen, the Emshach of Gemara Rambam tells us very interesting stories about the history of Bayashani, the Kohen of the Dola, how it happened. About the Bonim, because Kohanim came along and they bribed their way into becoming Kohanim. What happened was that every 12 months, the room, the chambers were occupied by a different Kohen Gadol because they didn't survive the year. And every Kohen Gadol, when he came along, he made a big, he kicked it out and made a whole new outfit, stripped it, and a new design to suit him. So every 12 months, they made a new design of this chamber, therefore it's considered machliv lo to kol shem asachidesh. The pichach ho yekoyin oisa lishkas parhedrin. They called it lishkas parhedrin, and the mashmos is a little bit for two reasons. One is because they changed it every 12 months, and that was as we see later on that the after these people who occupied the position of pekidei hamelach were also changed on an annual basis. The new people occupied their position. So because they were changing around the whole time, the door was parhedrin. And because the people who bought it with money connected the fact that it was a financial geschäft, it's becoming a parhedrin, there was nirmas of those people who were pekidei hamelach over the financial affairs. It's just by because it's not least most of all shame. Look, Rashi, Mitzchila, calling the Yishim in Atzadit, Sheherech Yomim, or Yekoyin, or Yisra, Lishkas, Belavti. It was considered a noshim of a chamber of chashivas, and a noshim chashivas. He used to bribe the Balfour Beis HaShemunoi. This is the way Rashi understands it. The Shunah is the story of how the degeneration of the Gansar Avodah and Bayis Sheni happened. But upon it, they used to bribe the Balfour Beis HaShemunoi for the position. People get carried away with COVID. Because the Gemara goes on to tell us there were 300 Kohanim through the time of Bayis Sheni. Annually they changed their position. And people were prepared to spend all the money in the world to go to this extent of occupying this position and didn't get the simple, the Chmese question is they can't possibly get their head around their psychology. If they didn't believe it would happen to them, or even if it would happen to them, it was Kedai, the eight talks from COVID. That even knowing what they denied the relationship, as I say, can I how people still continue to practice after the number 260 and 261 and 270 Vulcans in Gedrach based on the But that was the season. And the Gemara goes to tell us in Bayis Sheni, it's amazing to see how many the differences between Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says later on, there's perhaps only 12 Kohenim throughout the whole of the time of Zaitis, by the Rishon, the Gaon goes to the Gemara, the average Kohen was run for came up 40 years. And in Bayashani, with over 300 Kohenim, because every year there was a good thing. Some machine is a good thing. In the Gemara. Because the way that the practice happened was that every year there was an annual changeover, so they called it Isha Kohedrin, like the Pekidia Melech, where there's an annual changeover. Look, Rashi. Kalema. Each Kohen got in there and he made a new outfit, a new kit, as if it was going to be the place they are. No, I mean, Arishin, every one of them had to make it nicer than the previous design. That his name, his mark, should be laid on this on the Lishka. The Nintz of the Chalef is called Shana Vashana. We had the Yogi on the Gebitten, not just the Kohen, but the room itself, the Mishnah Fahedin itself, had a change of design, the Shana Vashana, because each Kohen was when you come in, it's a Machlep, a very special kind of design. Kepahedrin, a Rosa Rashi, Shamelech, Machalfa, Machal Shana Vashana, the Melech changes over annually. These offices who are in this position of Fahedrin, the Chosra Mikra is in Fahedrin, that's what they call this position. The Gemara goes on to tell us a very interesting story. We'll just say a little bit of an introduction of this, please, until next week. We'll see what the Gemara continues to deal with in the context of this Trumas and Paisus of the Maya, which we back on Ma'oret, and how eventually we get back to meet these Parhedrin again. State of the Mishnah. Anachtoimim, Oichi, Voisan, Chachomim, Lahafrish, Ela, Trumas, Maisa, Vachal. What's the Gemara about this? Nachtoimim, the people, the bakers, the people who prepare the Rashi, Aluchim Tvua of Me'amore, they buy their Tvua in the market from the farmers who are Ameore, so we can't be sure 100% that they've been mafrish all the Tumas and Maitas Kedim. And then the Nachfemim or Chavirim, El of the people, they go to make the bread and sell it on. So Chazal told them the following, the Rashi, Aluchim Tvua Me'amore, Limkir Pashashu, Loi Chivu Alein Lahalis Ma'asa Sheni Shal Zavayin Yerushalayim. They were not machay of them to take Maisa Sheni, although they have to be choshesh, that various of these hafroshes have not yet been done. But there were certain ones which Chazal were machay of them, and certain ones which Chazal were not machay of them. To take Maisa Sheni, to take the Yerushalayim, they were not machay of them to do, for reasons that the Gemara goes on to explain. But, what they did have to do was, they had to take Trumas Maisa, that is Echad Mimea, works out to be 100, because Maisa is 10%, and Trumas Maisa is 1. It's a tenth of that, but it's echad mimea of the tour that they are dealing with. The challah, hashtetzach, they take challah yitin lekoyin. Aval shar kolodom hitiru alav lahalot ma'aseh sheni shel demai yerushalayim. We're talking about payers of demai, just to understand. Demai means you buy payers from Ma'oret, and you're not 100% sure as to how many of the hafroshes of the tevel have actually been done. The Gemara goes on to tell us, shruma gedoyla, Rav Yechonam, Kohen Gadol, was Boidek in Ganzeret Yisrael, everybody took Truma Gedoyla. Every Amoris, there was no chashash of anybody missing out Truma Gedoyla. So Truma Gedoyla is not necessary to take from Demai. But everything else is Basophic. Maitarish, Maitarsheni, Truma Smaiter. If you don't take Maitarish, you can't take Truma Smaiter. So all that's Basophic. So a regular person who buys Demai and Ashok who buys Amoris, he has to be Mafresh Maitarish, and he has to be Mafresh Maitarsheni. And Truma Smaiter. That's what he needs to do. The Nachfaymim, they have to be Mafresh Maitarishim, which we'll see in the Gemara, how they dealt with that. But Maitarsheni, which means taking 10% of the Tzvur and bringing it to Yerushalayim, will not require them to do the whole. And the reason the Gemara explains ultimately in the Sugya is because of these Parhedrin people. Because of Parhedrin means that the government regulators and officers they made the life of this Nachtoimim very, very difficult. We require them to pay a lot of taxes. We require them to sell the cheap in order to get money, tip money for the Melech. And made them make their Hamasa B'chukah. And as a result of that, Chazal didn't want to require them to have another 10% penalty. On their Nachtoimim, so they have to take Pasha Shevi to the Shalai, to make it very difficult for them to be able to continue to practice and operate in the business. So the Maisa Sheni is there excluded from. A very interesting discussion about the Rishonim, exactly what it means, this exclusion of Maisa Sheni, which we'll get to see, Beza Hashem. Trumas Maisa is only a small amount anyway, it's only 1%, and Rishkefela, the amount is a lot less. So we can, there were massive Trumas Maisa. Maisa Rishon states in the Gemara, that what they did was the following. There were massive Maisa Rishon, but they could keep it for themselves. Because the halacha is, my tradition is mutter for anybody to eat. Not, no decision doesn't need to be in Yerushalayim, doesn't need to be anywhere. It is, you have to give it to the Levi to be in the kindness in of matnas to Leviah. But because in this particular case, in Ramah, it's Raven Ma'asim, it's only a stop the custom of the city of Maitre. So Legaba is in Momenus to give it to the Levi, there's no hechokha that they have to give it away. There's two halokhi, one is to be stuck in the Tevel. The other chalak is that in moment that you have to give to the lady. The gavan is in moment that you have to give to the lady. There was no riot that they were mechuyas, and they could keep it themselves. So the maisa rishon, they were mafresh, kept it themselves. Maisa oni, when that was relevant, they did the same. They were mafresh, they also keep it themselves. So in the moment to give it to the aniyim, the halacha was that if roida aras for us, even in sofei, the halachas you could keep it. It comes to maisa sheini, it's not a question of giving it to oni, and not a question of giving it to a lady. The question of taking the Yerushalayim, which penalizes a lot of the use of the produce which they're trying to develop. The Meida, by Kesheni, or the Zainish Machayev given, that was excluded from the Chiyuvim that they had. Truma Gedoyna wasn't necessary, so they ended up with a din of Truma's Maita, which they gave to the Kayev, Maita Rishon and Maita Oni, which they were Machresh and kept themselves, and Maita Sheni, which they were excluded from. In fact, from this din of Maita Sheni that were excluded from, we'll just finish with this. There are three different opinions amongst the Rishonim what that means. Rashi seems to hold that Chazal were not the Chayiv and the Chachamim. Include it all together. No Hafrosh of Maita Sheni. Shbeim and some Achronim find difficult to understand because at the end of the day, you haven't been mistaken the Tevel. You've been mistaken part of it, not the rest. You haven't achieved very much. How the Tevel is this? That's what Rashi seems to understand, that it includes Maita Sheni altogether. The Ritva in the Rishonim, the Sugi learns they were Mafresh Maita Sheni, but they were possibly taken to Rishonim. Chazal allowed them to be, although it's also allowed, to be mistak in the Tevel, but they were allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, which is a different dispensation, should we call it, as they learned the Ritva. And in Tosfos learns in the Sugya that the Mechayev, the Kohenim, to buy it to be Mafresh Maita Sheni. Usually they didn't allow the Nachshon to give up half of anything, which wasn't the Sukkah with all the Matonim. Maita Sheni they excluded him from, but they passed on Matthias to the Kohenim. So there's three shots of what happened with Maita Sheni. Rashi, and I say the passions in the Sugya learns, that Maita Sheni was exempt altogether. If a Nachshon couldn't be expected to do it, he was a chover, and that's where you cut the honor, but we'll leave it till next week.